minutes and talk with Bob Kinder. He is a retired Army officer, personal friends with General McChrystal and General Petraeus, working in Afghanistan and Iraq. He's the Senior Vice President for International Operations at Drop Test International. Good morning, Mr. Kinder. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We want to talk with you this morning about the military pension overhaul. The Pentagon is considering scrapping its traditional pensions in its proposed retirement program overhaul. The Pentagon Task Force is preparing the largest overhaul of the military retirement system in 50 years that will do away with the traditional pension system, opting for instead a 401k style contribution program. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, the Defense Board, Defense Business Board, as it's called, this task force, compared the military and civilian professions quite a bit, which I don't think are very relevant. The current plan that we have in the military is a corporate pension plan, so anyone who serves 20 years or longer is eligible immediately upon retirement to start drawing half of their base salary. And that 401k plan will defer payments until the regular retirement age, what they're looking at, 60 to 65 years old. My concern is that changing this is going to be detrimental to our retention system, and keeping good non-commissioned officers and field grade officers on board that have all the experience.
So, in your opinion, is this new plan good for the military?
I do not think it's good for the military. It is good from a cost savings measure, because figures from this board are saying $250 billion will be saved over the course of 20 years, which will be put into armaments and training, those types of things. But I think what it is, it's a cost savings ahead of national security.
Would this plan shortchange military retirees?
Absolutely, because now those individuals will be able to, what we're able to do is depart the military in our 40s, start drawing a small pension, but then we can immediately go back and continue to serve in capacity within the federal government, as many within the Pentagon are doing today.
Bob, you make an interesting point when military, when our service folks take a look at plans like this, when they had initially thought to make a career out of the military, their experience, and they may decide, you know what, it doesn't look like I'm going to be taken care of. I think I'll go to the private sector.
Absolutely. You know, when we enter military service and we raise our right hand to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, we don't do it for the money. But when we're in and we get at 10 years and beyond, I guarantee, because I made this commitment myself, I looked at that military retirement at 20 years and said, you know what, I'm going to continue to serve, and then I'm going to retire. What this 401k will allow is for these young men and women, very, very top-notch quality people, to exit the military with their 401k, go to the private sector. And I believe that's going to drive up our cost of training and retraining and our leadership development.
Is this plan a done deal?
It is not a done deal by any means. In fact, I don't think it will pass Congress. Claude Chaffin, a spokesman for the House Armed Services Committee, called this likely a non-starter in the House.
Well, Bob Kinder, a retired Army officer, here with us on the morning program. Thanks so much, Bob.
Hey, thank you very much, Tony.